In the wake of the Christmas tree lighting fiasco in downtown Orillia, a fundraiser was spawned that will give people in need a boost this holiday season. Following the now infamous tree lighting ceremony, which landed Orillia on the Jimmy Fallon show, Creative Nomad Studios owner Anita Hamming began selling a line of merchandise with the theme, Lit Happens, featuring photos of Fred's tree in front of the Orillia Opera House with its trunk lit up. I felt like it was something we had to have a little fun with, Hamming said. I thought we should find a way to make this something positive. Just over 2 weeks after the launch of the merchandise, Creative Nomad Studios had raised just under $3,500. They decided to donate the funds to the Sharing Place Food Center, which was matched by Jim Wilson Chevrolet, bringing the total to almost $7,000. It's amazing, Hamming said. I love that we impacted the city by almost $7,000. It's huge. Over $700 from late orders will be donated to the lighthouse, she said. So many people are struggling this year, Hamming said. These are two charities that both really have increased needs at Christmas time. When Hamming launched the idea, she wasn't sure if anybody would purchase the merchandise. It's a pretty awesome thing, she said. I feel like the tree created more Christmas spirit in Orillia than I've seen in a long time. Hamming thanks Orillians for rallying around the unique fundraiser. People really came together and got on board, she said. It makes me proud to be a part of this town. This year, the Merry Streets Alive Christmas event challenged artists to use the theme of Fred's tree while handcrafting their ornaments. Ornaments were given away on Saturday afternoon for a donation to the Couchiching Conservancy. Streets Alive founder Leslie Fournier says the ornaments turned out great this year. The artists always rise to the occasion, she said. They always come forth with wonderful art and a giving spirit. Fournier says she is proud of how the community turned the tree lighting fiasco into a positive. The Streets Alive fundraiser raised $1,500 for the Couchiching Conservancy. I'm honestly thrilled, Fournier said. I can't think of a better way that this could have gone. Fournier hopes Fred's tree will be decorated the same way during the holiday season of 2024. We have a great opportunity to use this as a story that lives on, she said. It also raises awareness about environmental issues and Fred Noakes' desire to not keep cutting trees down.